An improbable run to the Unidome in 2017 came to a screeching halt in the state championship game for the Pella football team.
And they go with the double tight end look and empty the backfield with Avery Van Zee going wide left. And Gus wants to throw. Steps up in the pocket, and the first play is a Xavier sack back at the 15-yard line.
Tonight, Pella will get another crack at the defending champions, Cedar Rapids Xavier. And in order to climb what seems to be another unlikely hurdle, they will have to rely on a senior who is nearly 1 year removed from a difficult four-quarter affair.
And it's a drop on the option, but Gus picks it up. Now he's swarmed under, still fighting for his life, and he'll be taken down to the 16. It's a loss of four in the third Xavier sack of the game. That's a bad omen. They sacked him on the first play of the first quarter as well.
This season, it's clear he wants to make his own mark in the record books.
Keeper for Gustafson over the left side, navigating traffic, turning his legs. One final effort, and he will get in. Six for the Dutch, touchdown Pella.
Oh, going deep near side, Shetterly again. Logan makes the catch, holds up the ball. He's in. Touchdown, Pella.
Gus has developed into one of Class 3A's most prolific passers this season. He says it's been another difficult journey after another year with a large senior class graduating.
I think we're a little underlooked. We lost a lot of key players on both sides of the ball. We didn't have very many returning players on defense. We're still really young on defense with one senior in the secondary. So, yeah, when you look at some of the scores, we may have put up, given up a few points, but our offense has been playing pretty well, and we feel comfortable with where our offense is at and if we can outscore the opponents and stop them a few possessions with few key turnovers, then we feel pretty comfortable.
Offensive coordinator Blaine Forsyth believes there's key differences in the way Gus played in 2017 to this season.
He's a better leader. He's a better quarterback. He realizes where pressure's coming from before it actually comes, so he's seeing the defense well. So he understands that aspect of the football game. And I think he's a lot better at stepping up in the pocket and making plays with his feet. You know, last year we ran backwards a couple times, or we threw it away maybe too soon, or, you know, threw it away and we got a penalty for intentional grounding, whatever. But he's made those steps and, okay, I need to make some plays with my feet, or I need to get rid of the ball quicker or find a receiver.
Last year, I feel like I wasn't nearly as comfortable as I am this year. I've been sitting back in the pocket and just been trusting my arm this year and getting the ball to our key players out in the backfield, or into Aaron and Logan, letting them do what they do, as they're very good players for us. Yeah, I feel a lot more comfortable in the pocket compared to last year. I was a little more rushed last year, so.
That is translated into a more flexible attack.
And there's a lot of things that we can do offensively because of that leadership. He can put people in different positions or move them around, or we've given him the freedom to make a couple checks at the line, whereas a junior, he wasn't making those checks or those reads, just trying to simplify the game for him.
And what makes Gus stand out the most, perhaps, is his ability to come back from behind. The senior tried to engineer a comeback against Oskaloosa, missing key players on offense.
Four wide receiver set. Gustafson to pass. Has a lot of time. Nobody open. Now Shetterly comes open at the 25-yard line. Stiff arm. Still on his feet at the 20. A juke move at the 15-yard line.
He's
reversing field. Has a blocker.
Whoa.
Inside the 10 and dives down to the 5-yard line.
And helped lead the team to comebacks against Carlisle and Norwalk in his junior year.
That Oski game was very similar to the DCG game, the playoff game. You know, he threw an early pick, and then we just have to find a way to get him in a rhythm. He's a kid who builds off his own confidence, and, you know, it might be a couple short throws or a couple big plays, a run by himself or somebody else. And as soon as we get into that flow, he's a very good quarterback, and he's really grown this year as far as, you know, putting that stuff behind him and moving forward. And this year, especially in that Oski game, you know, the thing weren't looking good at times, and, you know, a wet ball, a lot of different things that could have, you know, caused us to fold, but he stayed composed and kind of took the offense under his wing and really moved us forward and put us into position to be successful.
Gustafson has heard the noise this week as well about how much better Xavier is and what happened last year, but the senior is confident in his team and himself to give the Dutch a chance to prove themselves tonight in Cedar Rapids and make a run at a fifth straight trip to the Unidome.
Yeah, there's a huge challenge ahead of us, but once we get past this, I feel like we have some real special talent that teams haven't really seen yet, and that we can do some big things. But, yeah, we just need to get past this game in order to do that to see the rest of the state.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.